This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30 on a football Friday. Thank you for making the show part of your weekend kickoff. A lot of people are excited for the game on Sunday and excited for the football season. However, we know some folks around us have lost a friend or family member recently. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondori & Murad, can help. They will guide you through the difficult probate admin process to help bring clarity and closure to loved ones' estates. Schedule a free consultation with their probate and estate planning attorneys. Go to kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. Get a discount. kmlawyers.com. What a weekend ahead. So tonight you got Major League Baseball postseason action. It's been fantastic. Game 5, Dodgers-Padres tonight. Those two teams hate each other. One of the best rivalries in sports.
I love it. It's the West Coast Yankees-Red Sox, man.
It is. That's a good way to put it. By the way, go Fathers. I want the Padres
love you, Dad.
To advance. Go the Darris Dameron's. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the NLCS.
Enough of L.A. Enough.
Dismantle L.A. tonight. And then you got yourself an NLCS matchup between the New York Mets and the Padres. And I think I speak for everyone around these parts when I say go Padres again there.
Yeah. Just thinking about who I'd rather have to win that. Yeah, it's the Padres again.
Yankees advanced to the ALCS last night. They await the winner of the Guardians and the Tigers. There's a Game 5 being played in that division series tomorrow. We got college football. It's going to be fantastic. Really, tomorrow's slate is the best of the season so far, and probably going to be the best Saturday we'll have as things shape up for the entire regular season. Headlined by 1 versus 18, Texas and Oklahoma, Longhorn Sooners. You got to love 2 versus 3, Ohio State, Oregon. Penn State, USC getting going as a rival in conference for the first time, which sounds hilarious. Ole Miss, LSU, that's a 9 versus 13. Kansas State, Colorado, just some of the great games tomorrow, and it starts at noon and it goes through midnight.
Yeah, the theater of Alabama, South Carolina normally isn't that terrific, right? But Alabama coming off that loss at Vanderbilt, how do they bounce back and try to stay keeping the national championship picture? Do they go reeling, kind of careening off into space, or do they get right back to the good foot and start kicking people's butts again?
I don't think they do reeling in Alabama, do they?
Not under Saban, but this is new. I don't know.
When's the last time they lost 2 in a row? Decades?
Yeah, probably.
Man, that seems to not happen. But to your point, like those next tier games where it's not 2 top 10 teams or 2 ranked teams or whatever, still so much really entertaining, good quality interconference football all over the place. And then tomorrow night, the Capitals start their season.
Oh,
my God.
That's right.
They open up at home against the New Jersey Devils at Capital One Arena with a 7 o'clock puck drop tomorrow night. Could not be more excited for that.
Ready to rock and roll.
We'll be out at the arena, I believe, next week. I know I will be there for at least one, if not a couple games next week, which will be exciting. So things are looking up around these parts. Now all we need is the Commanders to get their 5th win in 6 games, and we just throw a party on the station all of next week.
Wouldn't that be a hoot? Wouldn't that be just so much fun if they went ahead and went up to Baltimore and won?
I give them a decent chance to. I know nobody thinks it's going to happen. I would be more surprised by the Commanders getting blown out than I would them winning. Like, if you tell me either they beat the Ravens 30-20 or they lose 30-10, I think it's more likely that they beat Baltimore by 10.
Interesting. So, to me, so if it's a them get blowed out, did I just say that out loud? I'm telling you, I'm in the middle of a slump. Last hour of the show. I don't know what's going on with me. They done get blowed out. So they go up there to Baltimore, and they done get blowed out. How many, like double digits, they blowed out?
Oh, brother.
What was my point even?
I don't know.
God dog it. Okay.
I asked you a question, and you you were circling it a bit.
Because I was thinking about it.
Would you be more surprised if they beat Baltimore handily or if they got worked?
Beat Baltimore handily. I'd be more surprised by that.
Okay, so we're on opposite sides.
Yeah, I'd be more surprised that they dominate Baltimore. Like, I just don't see that.
What about the last month, though? I mean, they've crushed back-to-back teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens, I think that's the disconnect. You think the Ravens are as good a team as there is in the league. I think the Ravens...
I think they haven't done it yet. I think they're going to.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are fine. Like, they are a top five team in the league, if you want. That's fine. If you want to tell me, though, that they're the same as the 15th best team in the league, basically, based on their resume, that's fine, too.
It's that Bills game, I think, that's kind of hanging in my rear view, and I keep checking it. You know what I mean? Like, the car's tailing me. There's only been one. You're right. They played a good team at home, and then there's all these the NFC record that they have. To me, again, the thing that's indisputable is they haven't done it this year. The argument is, and I think it's a great one, will they? Yes, they will, and you might be more skeptical, which I think is reasonable.
Player to lock in on coming up on G&D and our Commanders-Ravens final predictions before we say goodbye. Let's wrap up this Friday installment, though, with our confidence points picks for the NFL in Week 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, Darius and Ryan, you guys have to do this next week however you want to. We could do Twitter polling, Facebook polling. We could take calls. We got to figure out what the punishment is this year once and for all. We can't let it linger any deeper into the year. We are on to week 7. We've kind of kicked around some ideas. Normally we try to hammer this out by midseason so that nobody gets any ideas about how to start bailing. So we need to get to the bottom of this by next week so a punishment will be served. I don't think we can repeat the punishment Darius is serving later this fall, where he has pictures scheduled to be taken, where he goes and jumps in his goggles and his towel and his Speedo, and he takes photos at the local...
The boudoir photos.
I was going to say Kmart. That's not a place. Who does it? It's like Hex or Sears.
JCPenney does it? Yeah.
It's going to be a good time, Darius.
For somebody, it will be.
Do you have your goggles and your towel ready to go? Ironed and prepared, hanging on the bar just so?
Something like that. I can't believe I hate it so much. I'm so angry about it.
Are you going to do any grooming before the photos?
Where are we specifically talking?
Where are you talking?
I was more thinking of your
chest, I have a good haircut. But... Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What are we going to clean up our chest hairs at all? Do you have any chest hairs?
We'll leave them be.
Oh, man. Oh boy. That'll be fun.
Oh, buddy.
It's a good time for everybody. Let's take a peek at the standings. What do we got?
Well, it looks like Danny is bringing up the rear as, I was going to say as usual. Wow, that's terrible.
That
I'm so sorry,
tough.
Danny.
Not tough at all. It's correct.
Just getting joned on by the guy getting ready to get his pictures
taken.
It's
information. That's what happened. That's where I am.
30 points for Danny through 5 weeks in fourth
you
place.
You said 30 points for Danny through 2 weeks? That's pretty good.
10-15 record overall picking games this year. I'm sure it's fun.
I have a 12-13 record with 32 points. I'm in third place. Ryan's in second place with a 13-12 record. He has 42 points. And then Grant is just lapping everybody with 48 points, a 16-9 record.
Where the air is crisp, gentlemen. ATS against the spreads, just like picking them straight up. So what are we doing here? We're going five pointers around the horn. We ready?
Let's do it.
All right, 5-point play. I'm going to take a page out of the 2023 Ryan Clary book. I'm backing the Detroit Lions off of a bye. They're playing the Dallas Cowboys. I don't like Dallas being able to stop the run. I think Detroit can run the ball on them. The Lions are -3. I wish I had a hook here. It was like 2.5 or something, but I'll take it, even though I don't like the number. -3 for the Lions off of a bye. They beat the Cowboys. They run it down their throat.
I've got the Eagles, -9.5 going up against the Browns. We just saw Cleveland this last week, and Deshaun Watson is broken. Their defense is good, but not that great, in my opinion. They have Devontae Smith coming back this weekend as well, most likely. I like the Eagles winning big here.
My 5-point play, I'm going with Houston, -6.5, up there in New England, playing against a rookie quarterback. I think DeMeco Ryans will get after Drake May and the guys, and hopefully the Houston offense can get things clicking, even though they're going to be missing their league-leading receiver, Nico Collins.
Just a couple of guys battling for last place with similar minds. I think New England sucks, and Houston's good. It's pretty simple for me. Even though Drake May, I think, will perform better than Jacoby Brissett has and did, there is nothing there. It's a barren wasteland. It's a post-nuclear apocalyptic fallout like the video game series Fallout, and Houston wins.
4-point play. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3.5-point favorites. Tampa Bay, I think, is better than they get credit for. They're playing the Saints on the road in New Orleans, tough place to go. But this is a rookie starting in Spencer Rattler. We saw Jaden Daniels against that Todd Bowles defense. It is complicated. They blitz a lot. They can make you look bad. -3.5, they got to beat them by 4. I think they do. They also, by the way, have extra rest going into this game because they played the Thursday nighter against the Falcons last week. So for those reasons, 4-point play, Bucs to win by 4 or more.
My 4-point play at the Lions -3 going up against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. It's an easy decision. They're coming off a bye week. The offense is going to be fresh and ready to go. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown has a huge game going for 150 yards and 2 scores.
I got Philly for my 4-point play, 9.5 over the Browns. The Browns stink. We just saw that. Deshaun Watson stinks. We just saw that. I don't see why the Eagles can't cover that 10-point spread, basically.
76ers over the Cavaliers, 9.5-point spread. That's what it feels like. But it's football. It's a huge number, but I got it too. I think Philly covers.
You guys are all on Philly.
Yeah.
Mostly because Cleveland's so terrible.
Makes me want to take the Browns and the points just to kind of zig where you zag a little bit. Just to, you know, dare I call it, Danny? Smell test play.
Hold on. Let me say this because everybody starts smelling Philadelphia and they don't smell that good. Offshore betting, my sharps.
3-point play here. This is your Bradley Beal step back.
Can we pick somebody else? He doesn't play here anymore.
A little Corey Kispert.
Yeah, sure. Come on,
would you?
Houston Texans -6.5. I believe Darius was on this one earlier, so I won't spend a lot of time on it. Danny might have this as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's the number one pressure defense in the league against the number one pressure offense in the league with a rookie quarterback making his debut. What could possibly go wrong? I don't think it's a 30-13 game, but I think this is a 10-12-point win for the Texans. And by the way, you said this earlier, Danny, the Texans have been good, but they haven't been as good as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is time to start flexing your muscles a little bit and slapping some bad teams around. I think they do that this weekend.
I'm going to piggyback on really nobody except my thoughts here. I've got Cincinnati -3.5 going up against the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Malik Nabers will not be in the game this weekend, I don't believe at this point. He could be back, but also I think this is a breakout game for Chase Brown. They could run the ball on the Giants defense there, so watch out for that. But also, I'm just not going to bet against Joe Burrow at this point. They need wins. They're going to get it this Sunday night.
For three? Yeah, Malik Nabers is officially out. So is Kayvon Thibodeau. I think the Bengals obviously need this game big time. The Giants don't score at home, so I don't see why the Bengals won't cover this -3.5 spread.
It's true. They legitimately like touchdowns at home.
I don't think they have one.
They do not. But that's dating outrageous. Back to last year, they have like one in their last four seasons, I think, is the number.
I mean, season ticket holders must be miserable.
It's not a fun time for them.
I think the New Orleans Saints are fraudulent liars. With Derek Carr, without Derek Carr, I think they're worse. I don't get this number, which obviously is terrifying, but I think the Bucs cover on the road.
2-point play. This is a little bunny right at the rim. Hidey, 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 hidey. This is my Jahidi White lay-in. I'm not going to dunk it, Danny. I'm going to use fundamentals to go off the glass.
There's a fun in fundamentals.
Just so. The Buffalo Bills cover 2.5 against the New York Jets. They win by a field goal. I don't love betting against a team looking for a dead cat bounce that just fired its coach. But I do like the Bills, again, laying 2.5 here. You win by a field goal. The number, I'm always hunting 2.5. I just think that is like a betting number you're looking for. And I'm getting the better team in the game to win by one field goal against an offensively challenged Jets team with a quarterback not playing well, controversy in the building. Sign me up.
My 2-point play of the Bucs -3.5 going against the Saints. Again, rookie quarterback, like you guys have been saying, I'm going to bet against Baker Mayfield in this offense. They've been on a roll here recently, so I expect them to roll the Saints in New Orleans.
I'm going to go opposite of you, Jeeps, for my 2-point play. I do think that the Jets are going to rally around their new head coach as Robert Saleh has been kicked out the door, and I think they will pull off the win over the Buffalo Bills at home on Monday night.
Ooh, win outright?
Yeah.
You should get bonus points for that.
I just was confused. Did Ryan say he was betting against Baker Mayfield?
He did.
And then he picked the Bucs?
I think he meant I can't bet against Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I thought I said I can't bet against him.
Makes more sense to me now. Lions -3. I think the Cowboys lose this one more so than Detroit wins it.
1-point plays. Hit the free throws, boys. Difference in the game. Strike up the Banderas. The Commanders are catching 6.5 points. They should not be catching 6.5 points. They are too good to be getting 6.5 points right now. They might mess around and win the whole damn thing. I mean, this weekend. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I just meant the Ravens.
You're right, right.
Rivalry game, right? It's a rivalry. They've won this 4 years worth. I'll get 5 of these in my lifetime or something like that at this point because it's such a rivalry. But that having been said, +6.5. Let's keep this thing within 6, shall we?
My 1-point play, Darius, it's good that you actually brought that band back down because you're going to have to bring it back up right now. I've got the Commanders +6.5 in Baltimore. I do not think they win, but I do think they keep it close and cover the spread. It'll be a fun game up in Baltimore.
Let's go round the horn here, boys.
I'm going to break that up. I'm going to break up that party, and I'm not going to select that game. I am going to go against all you guys who are picking Detroit. I've got Dallas covering that +3. Dallas hasn't won at home. I think they desperately need a win at home. And the crazy things happened in that game last year against Detroit. I think something crazy is going to happen again this week, and I think Dallas somehow pulls off the victory. Yeah, Dallas +3.
You can't see it because you're facing away from him.
Uh-huh.
You know what Darius did while he made that pick?
Pulled out his Cowboys jersey?
He did that Zeke Elliott, eating with a spoon in a bowl thing.
He made a big X like Dez Bryant.
Yeah, it was really weird. And then he just started yelling like a Cowboys fan with flat brim hat.
Yeah, but then Campbell, wait.
In a world where a team once was bad, but now they're good, they travel to face an ancient evil north on 95. The Washington football gentlemen will go up to Balmer Air Hunt, and they'll cover that number. They're not going to win the game. They're going to come in second in this game, but Baltimore doesn't really cover most of the time. They let teams back in the game. I think that happens here. The Washington 53 cover that number.
That's a 3-for-3 on that game in confidence points picks, all like in the locals to keep the game close. So that does then bring us to the Commanders and the Ravens to wind the show in the week down, as we always do right at the end of Football Friday. So let's start with our player to lock in on, which is presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your one-stop shop For auto keys and fobs, visit Baldinos.com. Before we both give a non-quarterback answer, let's lock in on Jaden Daniels for just a moment, because I think we could always go with him if we wanted to just make this boring. But 4-1 Washington behind Daniels. He's completing 77% of his passes. He's the first rookie quarterback through five games to have 1,000 passing yards and over 250 rushing yards. He's got a 2-1 touchdown interception ratio. How do you think he handles a road environment in Baltimore, a number one ranked rushing defense, and one of the better teams in its conference over the last several years?
You might see an early bumpy start like we saw against Cleveland, right? It wasn't until he made a magical play on a 3rd and 13, mind you, that sort of changed the entire complexion of that first half where they would go on to score 24 points. But I could see Baltimore coming out excited, jumping up and down, you know, a little bit, like hot to trot, so to speak, as the crowd's on him and there's a kind of a feeding frenzy early. Everything's going to settle down. He'll get into the rhythm. He'll be able to throw it against this defense a little bit. I wonder, for Baltimore's perspective, if their mission, first, second, third, and fourth, is to say, not him, not with his legs, and we are not going to let him beat us that way. Easier said than done, obviously. But if that's the focus, it should open up other opportunities. I think they'll be there.
It should. That would scare me, though. There's one thing. We talked about this game from a million angles this week, and we've had 5 days to do it. But the one thing we have not talked about is it slightly possible that we saw the beginning of some cracks in the foundation offensively against Cleveland, and we chose not to look at them? They overcame some of the bad, and there was more of the bad in that game than there has been really at any point since Tampa, with incredible plays. He gets out of the pocket, throws the 66-yard pass to Terry McLaurin, almost 60 in the air. If that ball sails over Terry's head, it's 2 straight 3-and-outs, and they're pressing a little bit to start their next drive. We saw a bad interception from him, right? We saw him miss the touchdown throw to Ertz and the 98-yarder from his own goal line to Ertz, like those types of things. He only completed 56% of his passes last week. They stretched the field a little more, a little less horizontal, asked him to do a little bit more middle-of-the-field stuff. And what was, over the month before that, you know, completing 79, 91, 86, 70% of his passes, was down to 56. Did we see the beginnings, maybe, of how teams are going to defend them and take some things away? But they just made so many of the good plays, and Daniels made 3 or 4 of the spectacular, that we focused on that all game and all week because the points were there. Just something to keep in mind, maybe, as we move forward. Obviously, I'm very, very high on Washington going into this game, though. And I think Daniels is going to be able to run around and make plays with his feet specifically. And I just think this secondary is susceptible. They should be able to hit 1 or 2 long balls. I think De'Ami Brown makes a big catch. I think either Noah Brown or maybe Luke McCaffrey, you know, has a 4-catch, 40-plus yard game, something like that. I think there's going to be some yards to be had.
Yeah, I think there's a couple big plays in the passing game that'll be there. I think they're going to be able to, you know, I think they'll trail in this game, and thinking of game script, be able to sling it a little bit, you know, to go hurry up, to get tempo, to not allow Baltimore to substitute, kind of keep them in maybe a package or a matchup set that they like. I think they'll be able to, you know, stay on the field a little bit as the game kind of goes and they get into a comfortable part on offense. To me, they win it if they get out to a hot start. And then you can make Baltimore play a certain way. I don't know that they can do that, though.
All right, who's your player to lock in on?
Austin Eckler. This is easy for me, especially if Brian Robinson is banged up or not himself or not even going to go. He's a game-time decision. It's going to have to be a heavier Austin Eckler game than you normally would want. He's awesome with the ball in his hands. I love every touch he has. He's incredibly productive. But you don't want to ride it for 15, 20 touches a game normally. This may have to be a game, if you'd like to win it, where he's got to get the ball early and often and be productive throughout.
I'm going to say Mikey Sanders still. He's going to be a placeholder for any corner on the boundary outside or anybody that is opposite Benjamin St. Juste at any point. I think Zay Flowers is going to be a matchup that they're going to have problems with. St. Juste, to me, is a bigger, longer, more physical guy to match up with some of the bigger receivers that they might have. But, you know, if they move Flowers around and he's one-on-one with Sanders still or Igbinoghene or anybody else, to me, that is a matchup that is critical for Washington. They can't allow him to get loose, to get free, and to get anything overly easy from distance. So I'm going to lock in on those DBs in that regard. Your final score prediction and MVP?
28-23 Ravens. The Ravens will have the ball to end the game. Washington will need a stop and not be able to get it as Baltimore runs the clock out. MVP of the game, ho-hum. The MVP of the league multiple times over, Lamar Jackson.
I will say Ravens 30, Commanders 24. I'll say Derrick Henry, who is fairly quiet in terms of like rushing yards, like around 70 yards. I'll say he rushes for 3 touchdowns. I could see a, you know, he's plunging in from the goal line a couple times, and for that reason ends up being all over the highlight reels at night. But I don't think it's a big Derrick Henry game where he runs for like a buck 60. I think Lamar makes most of the back-breaking plays for them. But, wow, would it be a big deal? Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
Just close your eyes with me for a moment. The boys do a Bengals 2.0. Like, they have one of those games where it's just up and down the field, and they make it look easy, and they're clearly the better team. And now they've been the better team for five straight weeks, and they're 5-1, and we come in here, and anything we want to say is on the table. NFC championship game, but contenders?
Let's talk about it.
Sure. Super Bowl contenders? Absolutely. Jaden Daniels MVP conversation? You bet. You say it, it's right.
It's relevant. It's on the table.
That's all that needs to happen.
If you'd like to order it, it's on the table.
There is one game separating us from just a party that you're going to have to listen
Let's
to
go
on
to
Monday.
The buffet. Let's go to the buffet and order everything.
From a shirtless Grant and Danny.
Yeah.
From just a completely inappropriate, irresponsible, unchecked amount of takes on Monday that aren't going to be anything that they should sound like or that we would normally have said over 10 years on the radio.
On one side, rational. Line. Us on the other side.
Yep. We're over there.
We're over there.
Come on, boys.
We're out in the middle of the ocean, dude.
Let us have a little fun. There's a line in Rookie of the Year when the manager of the Cubs, I forget the guy's name, but he's up on the top step. And Henry Rowan Gardner's out there, and he's like running out of gas. And he looks at him, and he goes, "One more." And like Henry's looking at him, he goes, "One more."
Oh, is he one more strike?
Yeah. And then they all are just going like, "Come on, man. One more. One more. One more." And he says it in a funny way. "Give me one more win. Let's go W5 on this thing."
Stop it. Wouldn't it be nice?
Grant and Danny saying so long. This evening, right here on The Fan, you will hear Wizards preseason basketball. Yes! Let's do this
here
together.
Here we go.
I got to get home and get my Alexa turned on. I got to sprint home. I hope I make it in time. G&D on The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.